You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Pekudei, the pasuk before Revi, after discussing many of the elements of the consecration of the Mishkan, the pasuk says, "V'techel kol avodas Mishkan oil moed." All the work of the construction of the Mishkan was completed. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'shetziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu. In Klal Yisrael did everything which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam instructed Moshe that was given to him by Hashem. So there are two questions which many of the Mefarshei HaTorah focus on regarding this pasuk. Firstly, v'techel is an unusual word. We want to say that it was completed, we could have said tigmor, or other phrases. What is this v'techel? Second of all, this phrase of Yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'shetziva Hashem es Moshe is repeated many, many times through the Parsha and different places in the Torah. And finally, right before Chamishi, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw all of the Malacha, Vayvorach Oysam Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. And Rashi brings on the Chazal, what was the Bracha? Yirotzen Shetishche Shchina B'Masi Yedecha. May the Shchina rest on the work of your hands. And this is also a pasuk which many of the Mefarshei HaTorah, and we've talked about this in this pasuk, in many years of shiurim, this bracha was seemingly superfluous and unnecessary, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu promised them, "Basali migdish v'shachanti b'soichem." The Kaddish Baruch Hu promised from the get-go that he would rest on the Mishkan. So, focusing on all of these questions, the Agra the Kala, the famous sefer from the Bnei Yisrael, gives very intriguing answers. So he says this whole inyan has to do with the famous Maimar Chazal, which we often quote, Habo letayr misayin oisai, that if somebody comes with a desire to purify himself, help is given to him. Misayin is like siyata dishmaya. But it's very obvious that this misayin oisai is not a help which is bederech hateva, which is according to the laws of nature. This siyata, this special help, is lamaila min hateva. One could perhaps say supernatural. Why is it supernatural? And he says that, in truth, building of the Mishkan was an impossible task because there were many supernatural parts of the Mishkan which should not have been able to be achieved by mere mortals. But the Klal Yisrael had such a tremendous desire to construct this Mishkan, which they knew that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Shekhinah, would rest on this building, which was the first such building in history, which, in a manner of speaking, housed the Shekhinah, the essence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And let me quote the Agra de Kala, "Rak liyos godol teshukosam lekayim retzoin yoitzram," because of their spectacular desire to fulfill the instruction of their creator, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Osu mashuhu bekoicham vechukam, they did the absolute best that they could. And they had v'heminu b'Hashem, and they believed in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would affect their work in a way that it would supersede what a normal mortal human being could do. And he adds a fascinating phrase, v'techel. The reason why the pasuk uses the word v'techel, which we said before was an unusual phrase, meloshen kol sonafshi, which means if a person wants something to the nth degree, like we see in Shir HaShirim, it talks about the love between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's the type of love that is akin to someone giving up their neshama. Shekol avodas HaMishkan hu b'tshuka rabba. Kaddish Baruch Hu saw in a phrase, common English phrase, that they were dying to have it. In other words, they wanted it so much that this rotzen was akin to Klois HaNefesh, which is a phrase which the Chazal use. So, Mimela, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'shetziva Hashem es Moshe, they were able to achieve a goal which was seemingly above or beyond what they possibly could have done in a physical world. And a little bit later, in another piece of the Agra de Kala, he uses this concept to answer the other question. What was this bracha of Moshe? It says in the pasuk, V'yah Moshe es kol ha'malacha. He saw their malacha, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they were striving to do something which was lemaila mederech hateva. So Moshe Rabbeinu, with his spectacular, singular power of superseding teva, with his brachas and his tefillas, that's what the Yehi Ratzon Shetishcha Shechinah B'Ma'aseh Yedeichem did, was to help Klal Yisrael achieve that goal, which only with special siyata, which goes back to the phrase we mentioned at the beginning of Habo L'Tayr Misayin Loi, only with supernatural assistance could they reach this goal. So that was the Hezbo explanation of Yehi Ratzon Shetishcha Shechinah B'Ma'aseh Yedeichem. That bracha was given so that they should again reach that goal, which under normal circumstances would be an impossibility. Now, dear friends, there's something quite amazing here, because this concept of getting siyata d'shmaya, that the Eibishter should help us, so to speak, supersede teva, that we should be able to achieve such a high spiritual level that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could help us do things that are lamayla min ha-teva, you would imagine that only B'nai Aliyah, only very gifted, specially spiritually inspired people could reach this madrega. So here we're talking about the Mishkan, which virtually everybody in Klal Yisrael participated in. How could they collectively, even the most pashut people, it seems, reach this level where their avoida, whatever their avoida was in the Mishkan, could affect such spiritual height? So I want to read for you a piece of Chedush Yerim in Parshas Shlach, and there's a number of pieces throughout Chamisha Chumshei Torah which are very similar to this, which the Chedush Yerim says. He quotes a medrash, She'en lecha chaviv ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach mitzvah shehi nishtaleach lasos mitzvah v'noisen nafshoi kidei shiatzliach b'shlichosoi. The medrash says that there's nothing more beloved by the Rabbeinu Shleilam than someone who was a shliach mitzvah, who was given a task to do a mitzvah, and he's moiser nefesh, that he should be matzliach b'shlichosoi. Exactly the concept which we just articulated from the Agra Dakala. The Chedush Yerim is saying the same thing, but he's bringing it from a medrash, and he says, and this is amazing, that when somebody sends somebody to do a task, the person who sends is the mishaleach, and the person who is sent is the shliach. So who is deriving the most benefit from this task? It's not the shliach, it's the mishaleach. And if the mishaleach is the Rabbeinu Shleilam, because it's a devar mitzvah, then the mishaleach is the one who has the greatest hanah from doing this task. And memela, with this we can understand the medrash that the Rabbeinu Shleilam has the most hanah from a shliach that does his shlichus. Now remember this, that we asked, why is the keep on repeating Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe? We are articulating Rabbeinu Shleilam is the mishtaleach. So memela, the Rabbeinu Shleilam has colossal hanah from this. And this particular printing of this mimer from Chedush Yerim, called the Likutei Harim, which I highly recommend, he brings down Asvas Emes, which of course is the grandson of the Chedush Yerim. Shlach lecho anoshim, it's on that pasuk. Shluchei demosru nafshayu al shlichusehu, shlichim that are moiser nefesh to be mekayim de shliches, can reach this high madrege. Ki kol ish mi Yisrael nivra l'sakin eze dovo. Every person comes down in the world to accomplish a particular task that the Rabbeinu Shlom wants them to. V'tzorach limso nafshoi al hadover hazeh. The person has to be moiser nefesh on this. And if we skip a line or two, he adds, v'kavona b'zeh sheroitzim lohoyel afilu lepochis shebepchusim af lebali hamlochis afilu heim pchusim. That every single individual in Klal Yisrael, including people that we perceive as the lowest people, even people like shoemakers, people who do work that's perceived as menial work, even such people, if they're moiser nefesh for a dvar mitzvah, then the Rabbeinu Shalom has spectacular nachas from this. Not just nachas from it, that she'ein lecha chaviv b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing more chashiv. So with this piece of Chedush Yerim, we can understand the Agra Dakala even more. And memela, that's why the Torah says Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe so many times, because this fact that it's a tzivui Hashem, and Klal Yisrael did it with all of their koiches ad kolois hanefesh, this is all what made the Shechinah rest on the Beis HaMikdash. So dear friends, I don't want to prolong this year, more than necessary, but there's a spectacular particular source on this inyan of habol etar mesayin loy, which is the operative phrase for this year, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had an inyan that he never wanted to make a bracha unless there was somebody in the room who could say amen to that bracha. He was learning late one night in his home. His family was sleeping, and there was nobody there, and he suddenly became very, very thirsty. And he didn't want to wake up his family. He felt that the thirst was very powerful, but he didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, again, very, very late at night, he hears a knock on the door. And it was a yingaman, someone from his koilel, that said that he's sorry to disturb him, but he has a kasha and a gemura, and he needs clarification. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner was thrilled that he could help this yingaman, but also that he could make a brocha because he was so thirsty and be able to drink a glass of water. So before he said the Devar Torah, he said, Ashakol niyeh bedvoroi, and the Talmud said, Amen. And then he made a Borei Nefoshes, and his Talmud said, Amen again. And with a happy heart, he explained this Shver Inyan to the Tingaman. And his heart was full of simcha, that he didn't have to break his Kabbalah, so to speak, of not making a bracha unless there's somebody to answer. And the next morning, he went to this bracha to thank him that he happened to come at a time when he was so very thirsty, and he would not have been able to make a bracha if the Ingaman would not have come. And the Ingaman told him that I never was at your house last night. This thing never happened. So Chaim Volozhiner said that Azayhevin Harav ki ochin oisa bocha lohoya etzleim oilam balayla, that this bocha was never there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the siyata, again a b'china of Abol Etar Mesayin Loi. He sent him a shliach from Shemayim that was in the garb of Chaim's Talmud. And memela he was able to make the bracha and to quench his terrible thirst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should all reach high madreges, because the Rabbeinu Shlalem has naches from what we do. And the tefillos of Klal Yisrael should come up before the Rabbeinu Shlalem. And Beit Ois for us, a good Gibben Shtiur for us, for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Yishenichnas Odom Marbim Besimcha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.